Good morning, everybody. Why don't we take our seats and we'll begin? Good morning, everybody, to the special meeting of June 19th of the Dallas City Council. We'll begin with our invocation. It's a pleasure to be able to introduce to you a gentleman that I think you all know, and this will be his last meeting as a member of the City Council, and that's Mitchell Rozanski. Mr. Rozanski has requested that he do the invocation this morning, and we're excited about that. Thank you very much, Mitchell. We appreciate it. Please rise for the invocation.
Thank you. It's good to see all of you all here this morning. Just a prayer for our country and our city. And Mayor, thank you for letting me present this. Our God and God of our fathers, we invoke thy blessing on our country, on the government of this city, the presidents of these United States, and all who exercise just and rightful authority. Do thou instruct us out of thy law, that we may administer all affairs of justice, equity, peace, security, happiness, and prosperity, right and freedom may forever abide among us. Unite all the inhabitants of our country, whatever their origin and creed, into a bond of true brotherhood to banish hatred and bigotry, and to safeguard the ideas and free institutions which are our country's glory. In your the Lord's name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Garcia, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Well, Mr. Rozanski, we're going to have to invite you back as our guest pastor and rabbi in the future and have you do the invocation again. There are a number of items on the consent agenda this morning. Several of those will be considered individually at the request of individual council members. Mr. Rozanski has requested that items number 12 and 15, items 12 and 15, be considered individually. In addition to that, item number 2, Dr. Garcia has a conflict of interest, so we'll consider that on an individual basis too. With that, could I have a motion for the acceptance of the remainder of the consent? That's been moved by Mr. Garaway, seconded by Dr. Garcia. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. With that, let's move to item number 2. Dr. Garcia, if you will excuse yourself, the record will show that Dr. Garcia has excused herself from the chamber. And Madam Secretary, if you'll read that in the record.
Item number two is authorized settlement of the lawsuits filed Benito Mendoza and Josefina Garcia individually and on behalf of the estate of Guillermo Mendoza versus City of Dallas.
May I have a motion on that item, please? Mr. Carraway has moved it. Mr. Atkins seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? So ordered. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, item number 12, please.
Item number 12 is authorize the Residential Weatherization and Energy Efficiency Program Statement to achieve energy efficiency improvements in neighborhood investment program communities. Councilmember Rozanski, pull the item.
Mr. Rozanski, please.
Mr. Mayor, make your motion because I don't need to go on. I'm just a stimulus package, and I'm not going to support a stimulus package.
Okay.
Thank you. Somebody make a motion, please.
So moved.
Mr. Atkins moved it. Ms. Koop seconded it. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed?
Yes.
The record will show that Mr. Rozanski has opposed that. Item number 15, please.
Item number 15 is authorize a 10-year use agreement with 2 5-year renewal options with Prime Time Association to fund, design, maintain, and operate a football facility at Wheatland Park located at 2115 West Wheatland Road for the period July 1, 2009 through June 30, 2019.
It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Rozanski, please.
Someone was whispering in my ear. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Mr. Mayor, either Paul Dyer or Jay. Oh, Paul, there you are. Good morning, Paul. You didn't think, really, that my last meeting here I would not call upon you, did you?
Actually, we were just talking about that in the office while ago.
Paul, the reason I want to ask you, and really they took who, I have no problem with this. What I do, this is $250,000 on this great program. My first question is, who is, I know it's a 501(c). Prime Time Association is a 501(c).
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, we've checked it, and we actually looked in the
state
records. They are 501(c).
The reason is we've had one of these in District 13. We had something very similar to this, made a fortune. I want to say in 3 or 4 years, it was like $600,000. And they paid some of the top officials a big salary. I hope, where is Mr. Cook? Dave, good morning. Does your office, financial services, ever check the statuses of, you know, all you can do is check and see if they're with the state, is a five registered with the state as a 501(c). Is it up to the state to check that they qualify?
It is not. Our office does not check
the
qualifications. It has been checked. I think the 501(c)(3) designation may be a federal designation.
Okay. I just think, of course, I'm going to support this, but I just want to bring that there's one that operated out north that made a tremendous amount of money, and there's some questions that if they really qualified as a charitable deal, and they paid some of their staff big dollars. So, of course, I'm going to support this, but I just wanted to call your attention to it, that Paul, I wish you would keep an eye on this, please. And Dave, you too. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Mayor, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, so ordered. Madam Secretary, we'll move on to items number 18 and 19. If you'll read those into the record together, I'd appreciate that. I believe both Dr. Garcia and Mr. Rosansky have a conflict of interest on those two items. The record will show that they've excused themselves from the chamber.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I understand that Councilmember Natinsky wants to make an amendment. Wants to amend the.
Yeah, why don't you read it in as is, and then we'll go to Mr. Natinsky for
thank you. Item number 18 is authorize the city manager to approve and consent to, number one, the issuance, sale, and delivery of Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation hotel revenue bonds in one or more series subject to certain parameters. Number two, the Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation, negotiating and entering into all agreements and instruments to which the issuer is a party in connection with the issuance of its hotel revenue bonds. Number three, the issuer entering into the hotel operating agreement and related agreements and revised and or amended developer agreement, design, build, contract, and related agreements. Number four, the execution by the city of an economic development agreement with the issuer and continuing disclosure agreement in connection with the hotel revenue bonds. Number five, the conveyance by the city of the hotel site to the issuer and the redemption of certain City of Dallas, Texas Combination Tax and Revenue Certificates of Obligation, Series 2008. Number six, the amendment of the Articles of Incorporation of the issuer. And number seven, other actions deemed necessary in connection therewith. Item number 19 is authorized, number one, an economic development grant in the amount of $309,187 to the Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation for payment of specified development costs in accordance with the terms of the parameters ordinance to be reimbursed from the sale of hotel revenue bonds. And number two, the establishment of appropriations in the amount of $309,187 in the Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation Fund.
Mr. Kinsey, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just going to make a couple of brief comments, and then I'm going to make a couple of slight amendments to what was read into the record. Colleagues, this, if any of you all remember one of those old movies where you never thought you got to the end of it, it was like the Bataan March or something, I'm not sure, but, 22 months ago, in August of 2007, after this council convened at one of its meetings. We were briefed by staff to explore the idea of moving forward with a convention center hotel. Little did we all know that it was going to take as long as we did, but you know, sometimes when it takes a long time and you put a lot of hard work into something, the results are well worth it. We've had dozens of meetings, it seems like hundreds. We've had some moments of fun and joy, and we've had some moments of not so much fun and joy working through this process. Out in the audience today, we've got Laura Strada and a little group of representatives of the DCVB that are here. We've got representative of Omni, Mike Garcia. We've got the developer, Jack Matthews, Jeff West, and I don't know, I may have missed somebody out there. And, you know, I want to just say, well, we do have also behind us over here, we've got our financial advisors and all the people that have helped us work through this process. First thing I want to do is say thank you to everybody that has participated in the process on the council, in the private sector, in the public sector, to help us work this through. I think some of the pain that we've endured has helped us end up with a better project that will serve the city of Dallas in the future. This is just one piece of the puzzle to help move Dallas forward into the future. It is not the do-all, end-all, but without it, we would have had a very, very tough time. We're here now. We're getting ready to take the last official act on this, I think, to move the project forward. I'm glad we're here because we've got other projects we need to work on, and this maybe will free up a little time for some of us to get those things moving forward. So with that, if you'll endure me, I'm going to make a couple of little amendments to the items that were in your book. There are some typos and some language, minor language changes by staff. So on number 18, I move to approve it with the following changes. An ordinance approving and consenting to, one, the issuance, sale, and delivery of Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation hotel revenue bonds in one or more series, subject to certain parameters. Two, the Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation, the issuer, negotiating and entering into all agreements and instruments to which the issuer is a party in connection with the issuance of its hotel revenue bonds, including but not limited to the indenture of trust, bond purchase agreement, economic development agreement, cash management, lockbox agreement, continuing disclosure agreement, and the issuer and its consultants taking all other actions deemed necessary in connection with the issuance of the hotel revenue bonds, including the engagement of the bond underwriters, trustee, co-bond counsel, and co-financial advisors. The issuer entering into the hotel operating agreement and related agreements and the revised and or amended developer agreement, design/build contract and related agreements. Four, the execution by the city of an economic development agreement to the issuer and continuing the disclosure agreement in connection with hotel revenue bonds. And five, the conveyance by the city of the hotel site to the issuer and redemption of certain City of Dallas, Texas combination tax and revenue certificates of obligation series 2008. And six, the amendment of the articles of incorporation of the issuer. And seven, other actions deemed necessary in connection therewith, financing, no cost consideration to the city. I'd also like to move approval on number 19 with the following changes. Authorize number one, an economic development grant in the amount of $309,187 to the city, to the Dallas Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation for payment of pre-development costs in connection with the hotel project to be reimbursed from the sale of the hotel revenue bonds, and two, the establishment of appropriations in the amount of $309,187 in Convention Center Hotel Development Corporation LGC fund, total not to exceed $309,187, financing convention and event services capital construction funds to be reimbursed from future sale of hotel revenue bonds. So with that, I move approval on both of these. It's been a lot of fun working on this. I can't wait for the next big challenge, Mr. Mayor, that you hand me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zipke. It's been moved and seconded. Ms. Davis, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This is more not a question, but a comment. I'm just hoping, and I will be supporting this. I think we do need a convention center hotel here in the city, and I'm very excited about moving forward on this agenda item. I just want to make sure as we move forward, Ron, since you are the chair of economic development, that we make sure that on the minority participation, that we look at construction, which are finance, service items, and construction, service, finance, and consulting on minority participation.
And I'll address that too.
Well, Mr. Atkins will certainly maybe address it deeper, but I'll be glad to comment on it. That has been an integral part of our negotiations as we move forward with this project. It's in the contract. We have firm commitments from the developer. We have firm commitments from the hotel operator, and I think the council is certainly going to make sure that we live up to those things as we move forward.
Thank you.
Mr. Atkins, please.
Thank you, Councilman Davis. Definitely, I'll definitely address that issue. I think it's not going to be an issue going forward before I go forward. Mark, please come forward. Durbin, excuse me. I have been working with Mark. It was a Dave Williams here this morning. And Dave Cook. And A.C. Gonzalez.
Looking like a lineup.
It's a big lineup. Big project, Mayor. Colleagues, Ms. Davis, we met yesterday. They do know the direction of the City Council and the Mayor and the full staff. We're going to make sure that the minority is going to be taken care of. And we are going to watch this project from start to finish, Ms. Davis. And if any colleagues here want to sit in and end those meetings, we're going to make sure we're going to build capacity for minority business and ventures. And we're also going to make sure that they're going to be funded and make sure they have money to make sure they can oversee this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Newman, please.
Thank you, Mayor. A big thank you to Ron for his leadership on this. We appreciate fellow council members stepping out not only in a leadership role for economic development but for something that's a citywide like this. I know, and my citizens will tell you, at the beginning of this process, I was a doubting Thomas. I was concerned about us as a city going into the hotel business, spending this amount of money at this point in time juncture, but I'm a believer. I met at length with AC and Frank day before yesterday, as another round of assurances and that sort of thing. And so I can say with confidence to my citizens that this is a good long-term investment for our city, for our hotel convention business and industry, and for our downtown. And those are that's my criteria. So I'm very pleased about this. As I do with everything, AC, trust but verify, so I will continue to watch this as it progresses, and I know the manager and the manager staff will keep us informed along the way to achieve the expectations, the pro formas that have been outlined here in the package today and that we've worked through, and I brought my HBS binder and proposal for the study and so forth in case we need to refer to it this morning. And I know we'll have hiccups. The Trinity River Corridor project had hiccups. So this convention center attached hotel may have some hiccups. And it's part of our job to anticipate, react, anticipate back and forth, but meet the expectations that we all set out as elected leaders in this last election. And we all collectively said this is a good long-term investment for our city. So I'm supportive today. And again, thank you, Ron. I appreciate your leadership. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Newman. Ms. Hunt, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, it's no secret that I have had concerns about a publicly owned hotel. However, one of my main concerns was that citizens have the opportunity to vote on it, since at the end of the day, it's their tax dollars who are being put at risk. So when the election resulted in a 51% vote in favor of this hotel, I felt it was my obligation to move forward with the hotel at the same time making sure that taxpayers are as protected as possible. And one of the concerns that I had going into this was that we were setting up a reserve account that could be dipped into in case there were some type of worst-case scenario where the hotel couldn't pay for itself, that unfortunately, when that reserve was used, taxpayers would have to fund into that reserve account and make sure it was kept up to $50 million. And that was the original way this was set up. I am extremely pleased that the new way that this has been developed is that there is no requirement that taxpayers replenish the reserve account. And that, to me, is critical because that means that this hotel has to stand on its own. And unless all the reserve accounts, and there are several, unless all those reserve accounts are gone through, which would truly be a worst-case scenario, taxpayers will not have to see their tax dollars put towards this hotel. So I want to congratulate AC and his team and thank him for listening to my concerns and for creating what I consider the best deal possible when we're talking about a publicly owned hotel. So I will be supporting this, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Travis Sherwood.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me say we've come to the end of the road, but now in front of us is a new beginning, and it's a new beginning for this city. And I say to you guys up there, Matthew and everybody involved, the city's future is in your hands, and you're going to make us proud. And I say to our mayor, it's leadership and it's vision, and you have been a steward in front, paddling this boat for us. You're to be commended for your steadfastness. And to Natinsky, leading the charge, you've done a tremendous job. To Nail, making sure that the numbers are right and the minority side of it, I commend you for that, and you're going to stay on top of that. But to AC and to Mary Soon and the team, that you are the ones out front. And we are very, very, I am extremely pleased and proud that you are on the lead and appreciative as well. And to my members and my colleagues, you guys know that we stepped out. We stepped out on faith, but we stepped out looking toward the future and what's going to benefit this city 50 years and 100 years from now. It was a tough battle. Angela, welcome aboard. We appreciate it. Now we're going to go and take care of it, make sure all I's are dotted and all T's are kept crossed. And we're going to have one heck of a convention center hotel.
Mr. Allen, please.
Very quickly, I too would like to echo AC. I know the hours that you and your team have put into this. The city of Dallas will always be grateful to you and your team for the leadership. You continually peel the onion back. You got us the very best deal that we could ever hope for. So I just want to go on record again. Thank you, your team, and Mayor Leppard, thank you for your guidance and direction all the way through this also. And Ron Tunnell, you guys have been just an economic development, just champions also. So it's a team effort.
Terrific. Thanks. I want to add my thanks to Mr. Natinsky. As he pointed out, this we've been at it a good long time. We wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the time and effort and leadership that he put into this. Ron, I just want you to know how much all of us appreciate that. This is exactly what we ask and what committee chairman should do, is to take not only sitting at the head of a table at a meeting, but take leadership position on important issues, and we're just very appreciative that you would do that. And we know how much time and effort went into it, so a big thank you to you. To Nell, thanks for all the time on the minority issues especially, but other things too. And thanks to all the other members, because all the members, I can tell you, this council has spent a lot of time and effort on this, really gone out, visited with the community, understood what the issues, what the concerns are, but also spent the time in offices with closed doors just kind of going through a voluminous amount of paper, analysis, studies, etc. And that is something that's not seen an awful lot, but it is exactly what goes into good decision-making and good public policy, and I want everybody to know that that is very much appreciated. To AC, Mary, and all the team, a big thanks. I've had a chance to work with them on this issue as a whole host of a lot of other issues. And I can tell you right now that they have put an enormous amount of time on it. It's time that people don't see. It is late at the night, giving calls at 9, 10, and even later than that, and having people have those reports in front of them as asked questions are asked. Being down here on Saturdays and Sundays, people don't appreciate how much effort goes into a large project like this. I talked about the amount of paperwork, but it's also the sweat and tears and probably at times, too, the blood that goes into it. And that makes an enormous amount of difference, too. To Tom and all of your group, too, from the legal standpoint, when you put a project like this together, it's got a lot of legal elements to it. The range from structuring to the contracts to all those other elements to it. And the comments that I made in terms of the time and effort that went into it. And I would also tell you that I think on this case, with as many different issues as come up throughout the period of time and all those sorts of things, we had an attorney's office to do exactly what we want them to do. And that's not simply to tell us what the law is, but is to find solutions to problems. And that's when our attorneys generate the highest amount of value, and I think this project is an exact example of that. Special thank you to Mary. You've been a great partner through all of this and handled it in the most professional manner that could be. Needless to say, there's an awful lot of thanks, and clearly to all the people that go underneath AC, and Mary and Tom, a big thank you on that, too. I do want to make a couple of general comments, at least. I was struck when I sat down and looked at the infamous HBS report that was released on June 8th with all of the conversations that Ron and I had at various times during the last couple of months on this study. I can tell you, if that study was available, we would have been waving it high and long. I was captured, though, by two points in it that I think are important to reinforce. The one is in the executive summary. And it really is reinforcing the importance of what this conversation was all about. It was not about a building. It is about our economy. The report says specifically, and I'm quoting now from page 1-3, this forecast recovery of the downtown Dallas hotel industry through the next decade will be dependent on the development of a headquarters hotel, which will enable the full saleability of the Dallas Convention Center on the national stage. A vibrant, highly utilized convention center typically serves as a vital component to a major city's downtown visitation and downtown hotel utilization levels. The Dallas Center remains underutilized due largely to lack of an adjacent headquarters hotel, a requirement high on the priority list of today's convention meeting planners. It also goes on to talk about the importance of it from the downtown aspect. Clearly inherent in all those comments are the importance of building a tax base, creating opportunities and jobs for our people. All of those go into it. It also importantly identifies that this is exactly the right time to move forward. Clearly we have a down economy now, but much like we saw in Denver, we are expecting an upturn, and this hotel is not going to be in place for several years, and we believe that we're going to be able to capture that upturn, be exactly positioned to do it. And I can tell you, looking at this study, but also in conversations with our Convention and Visitors Bureau, the bookings that we have seen over the last couple of months are, I think, in one case surprising, in another case reinforcing, but in any situation, exciting. And that is as many room nights, almost a million room nights, that have been booked under the anticipation that we would move forward. I think it says not only about this hotel, but it says an awful lot about Dallas. I think that's important. We have also had our people that have worked hard trying to capitalize on clearly the softer construction market and trying to go forward. My calculations, Jack, we probably saved somewhere in the area of about $40 million taking the scope situations out. I can tell you Ron and I had spent a lot of time visiting with Mr. Matthews, visiting with the people involved in the building of it, Balfour Beatty, who will be the general contractor on it, to ensure the process has gone forward. That is, we've seen the softening of the economy, we have capitalized on the savings that brings. And I can tell you we've walked through the process that they've used. It is exactly the right process, is what we would have asked, of not only rebidding at times, but also sitting down with individual subcontractors to generate those sorts of advantages and benefits to this. So we appreciate that. It was done in exactly the right way. I also want to reinforce how important we believe the minority contracting is. And I think it's done in exactly the right way. You'll see in here there aren't quotas. But you will see also what you've got is people that want to make sure that there are opportunities throughout this community. And I can assure you that's the case. I can tell you from myself, everybody on this council, including the people that I've talked to that have been on the development, construction, and on the operating side, we want to make this literally the best example of getting the community involved and providing opportunities anywhere. We will do all the same sort of things that have done before. I think we will do them better. But in addition to that, we want to make sure, not just in this project, but years into the future, that we're really producing opportunities for smaller firms in our community to be able to grow, to really build wealth, to be much more a part of this community, to generate jobs, do all the things that we expect businesses to do, and in vibrant, strong economies that businesses indeed do. And again, I want to just make sure that everybody knows our objective is not to do a good job. Our objective is to make this the best possible and really set the standard going forward. And I think the combination of what we've always done traditionally, but also add the capacity building in, initiating additional groups that are going to work with smaller firms, identify what they need, have them partner in joint ventures, strategic alliances, that sort of thing. So not only in this project, in fact, probably less reflected in this project than more projects in the future for those firms, they've got a chance to really grow and develop into very special contributors into our community. Again, we are approving the authorization for our staff to identify when the best time to float these bonds are. Clearly, there's an awful lot of work that's been going into that. The reserves were touched on. Those reserves are exactly as we talked about early on, what we wanted to accomplish. That had to go through the negotiation process, but it's exactly where we wanted to start. I know Mr. Kinski had some conversations very early on that I reinforced. We're exactly in the position there. The rates here, I will tell you, to be very frank with you, although we're authorizing certain rates, I'm very hopeful that over the course of the next couple of months, and there's no need to flip this switch tomorrow, even with the authorization, we want our staff to do the best they can, so I'm hopeful that we'll be under 5.5%, and hopefully by quite a few basis points under 5.5%. But that is always a balance. You will never get it exactly right. We're trying to make sure that we continue to capitalize on the soft markets, but at the same time, try to catch those bond markets to their most advantageous. Again, I'll stress, there's never a perfect time because you don't know what the next day would be. But I'm hopeful where the markets are, clearly using vehicles like the Build America bonds as alternatives, that's going to give us the opportunity to do it. It is almost anticlimactic now that we've got a relatively small number of people in the audience given as many different votes as we had and as many different people. But it is important for our economy. We've gone at it the right way. And again, thanks to everybody that's been involved. It has been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? So ordered. Thank you very much. With that, if you'd ask Dr. Garcia and Mr. Rozanski as you return to the chamber, please.
There we go.
We proceed now to your speakers. Your first speaker is Michael King, followed by Ozumba Lunk. Michael King.
Mayor, they deserve it. Mayor. Don't forget, I wanted it.
Yeah, we'll finish the speakers now.
Michael King is not present. Next speaker, Ozumba Lunk. Not present. Frank Ward. Not present. Your final speaker this morning is William Hopkins. Not present. That concludes your speakers, Mr. Mayor.
With that, I would like to call on Mr. Rozanski. I would point out that this is the last full council chambers and really the last meeting of their 8 years' worth of service to the city. And Mr. Rozanski, can I turn it to you, please?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, thank you. And I know that Dr. Garcia feels the same way. At least I know. I want to thank all the employees here. Mary, you've got a great bunch of employees. They really are. I'm going to miss all the employees. They're very, very good. And they're great. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the party that you gave me the other day. I have something for you. I want to thank Mary, that I'm sure Mary is going to be here the next 10, 15 years, but in case you need to try another profession, I don't know, But I do have something. I wasn't going to give you, but I decided to go ahead. I wanted you to give this to Mary.
We'll get a legal interpretation on this later.
It's complete with two sets of bills. Those are left right.
Mary, would you like to comment on that, or should we go on to the next speaker?
Mary, that was great. Would you like to comment? I think that's great.
Miss Coop, would you try to bring us back, please?
Oh, I don't know if we can bring us back after that. Just a couple of things, and I think most of us have been here a while know that when some of our members retire, we take just a little bit of time to thank them both. But Dr. Garcia and Mitchell, we really do thank you for your service. I mean, we've been through some absolutely wonderful times and some very, very difficult times. And through it all, I think that, you know, we made it through the tough decisions, and we all still remain friends, and I think that is what's really important, that we remain colleagues and can have our discussions, and we still remain cordial to one another and friends. We have gotten you a few things, and some of them have very interesting particular kind of meanings to them. So when we give you these, maybe you can kind of show them around so everybody can see them, and we'll kind of tell you what kind of meaning they, secret meaning that they have. But to both of you, we appreciate your service to the city so very, very much. Now, there's not a lot of people that will come down here, and I know that you would do it for free, and we get a small payment for doing that, and there's not a lot of people that would do that and spend 24/7, and y'all both spend 24/7 on helping the citizens of the city. And those are the kinds of colleagues that are so very much appreciated. So to both of you, thank you very much. This is Mitchell's.
I'll put it down,
and you can kind of go through it and show everybody. I'm going to give Dr. Garcia a turn.
You don't sit on this and it makes a noise. Thank you.
Well, Neighbor said your size, and we were going to buy one. There you go. We'll go through them, and we'll kind of show, because some of them are kind of cute.
Oh, thank you. Of course, I can always bark.
Oh, this is fun. Great. I mean, so, thank all of you. I really, really.
Those are little tiny toothbrushes for when you go on your vacation. They're disposable. The victory.
This is really great. Thank you. Here's the book, the bathroom sports quiz book. I mean, I don't stay in the bathroom that long. I want to go in and get out.
It's those comments that we will especially
But Mayor, you know, you have to joke around here or you're going to go crazy.
You're right.
You have to joke. And another thing, keep a smile on your face. Really. You have a big job ahead of you. You have the most important project in a floodway. You have a big thing on your shoulders. And balance it between the city and the taxpayers. That's all I'm asking you to do. I love all of you. Kind of. I'm gonna miss 11 or 12 of y'all. But let me tell you, I'm gonna miss y'all, and I'm gonna miss the employees here. They're great. All except one. But and that's not Ramon. I like Ramon. No, I made it up with Ramon. I apologize again. Ramon is great. It took a long time. Yeah, but I want to thank and my staff and everybody there and all the departments, all your departments.
Yeah, all the departments here are great. Even the city of Kernersville.
Thank you, Mary. I really, really appreciate everything. It's been a learning experience here, and I know my successor is up there, and I wish her the best. And believe me, she's a lot nicer than I am. But, and better looking. Better looking. But thank all of you. I love all of you. I mean it. Except, you know, I'm going to miss all of you but three or four. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Real quick.
Yeah, thank Mitch. You know, I'm going to miss you more than...
Now you're going to miss my popcorn.
I'll miss your popcorn. He going to wheel me out his popcorn. But you know, I have a chance to, as a freshman, to sit next to Mitchell. And I wish y'all all have the same opportunity that I had. Mitch would keep you laughing. He'd keep you upbeat. And at the end of the day, you want to kill him. But Mitch, I have learned a whole lot about City Hall. All the back doors and all the doors that not. And I even learned about the 8th floor that we did not have. Do you know we have 8th floor? Ask Mary. That's how she balanced the budget. They go to the 8th floor and get all that money. But again, Mitch, Dr. Garfield, I'm going to miss you. Don't be a stranger. Say the house welcome. And be sure that you keep us on our toes. Thank you.
I just want to thank all of you for being there all the time. The reality is we all know that it takes 8 votes to move any agenda forward. And you have been fantastic. Understanding the issues, working with the staff, and moving this city forward. When Mr. Rosinski and I came to this council, it was tough times as well. And I guess that those tough times is what makes you not only a better representative, a better city council, you study more when you do have to make decisions that are going to affect millions of people. So, again, thank you to all the staff. I think that you are really the teachers. You are the ones that tell you where to look. You are the ones that show us the way. And, Madam Manager, it's been an honor working with you as well. To all of you colleagues, you know, I will hear about you once in a while in WRR, you know, because I love WRR. Of course not. I learned that a long time ago. I will miss you. I think that I will pray for you as well. For all of you to continue working together, like Ms. Coop said, and she was right on target. Everything around here are different issues. At the end of the day, we also have to continue to work together in the next one. Because, you know, who's not with you today might be your best ally tomorrow. So, with that being said, Mayor, it's been an honor also working with you for the last 2 years. I think this city is in great hands.
And Mayor, the best of luck to you. I didn't say that, but the best of luck to you. And I mean it. And see my great staff there. And I want to thank Karen and Brenda. Y'all were great. And every one of the assistants and the secretaries in the council office. They're all wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And I also want to thank Ms. Marisa Perez and my executive assistant, Ms. Cantu, for keeping up with me and still, you know, get those emails at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Mitchell and Elba, again, thank you for everything you've done. We want you to know how much it's been appreciated, not only by the people on this council, but the staff, but everybody in this city, because the work that you've done over the 8 years has made this city a much, much better place to live and to work. We also want to wish you the very best in the future. Wherever the roads may take you, we hope that we're all part of that at some little piece along the way somewhere. But we want you to just know that you leave with a tear in the eye, but also a big smile and recognition of what you've done, but the hopes that, again, life is going to give you a lot of great experiences and a lot of things that you can look back on and feel great about. And as I said, I hope that we're all part of that in some way. So
thank
again,
you,
thank
Mr.
you very much.
Very,
we appreciate
very
it.
Much.
Thank you. This concludes our meeting, as this is the last meeting of this council. We all should point out that this is a meeting that lasted about 45 minutes, so this should be the standard for the new council, too. Thank you.
Mayor, we have one more meeting.
Meeting ends at 9:51.
We have one more meeting.